14 games in this international series. No AFC West team had ever won here. As the Chiefs not only win, they win convincingly, blowing out the Lions 45-10 in London.
Andy, congratulations on the win in London, but I want to ask you just how you handled all that, because it was a monumental task to take 200 people over there and win a game.
Yeah, well, it was beyond what I did. It was a matter of us making sure we kept our focus as a football team. I mean, the Lions, they had to do the same thing we did. So you make sure that you maintain the mental attitude that we have a football game to play against a good football team, and that's what our guys did.
At the 15, he's up and Daniel Sorensen. Under pressure, Stafford, he's going to be sacked. Justin Houston gets him again. Alex Smith, the throw over the middle. He wants Melvin. He's got a touchdown. Kansas City.
The complimentary football that you've played now in these two games, winning in a row.
Yeah, well, all three phases have contributed. It's important that we build on that. We're surely not what we can be. Our guys have got to keep working together. Coach has got to keep putting the game plans together, and the players have executed well. But we've got to keep getting better.
Up the middle, inside the four! Touchdown!
You've dug your heels in on defense now. Now you're hard to score on in the red zone the last 2 weeks, and you're taking it away. Six sacks, two picks. What's been the difference defensively the last 2 weeks?
I'll tell you, the grit of that defense right now and the trust they have in each other is a big thing.
Oh, Bell tries right, turns left, runs into Jay Howard. Justin Houston came whipping around the right tackle like a hot knife through butter to get the sack on Stafford.
They're stingy right now. They're coming off the ball better than they have been. Frees up the linebackers to likewise make plays. And as long as the D-line continues to get pressure on the quarterback, you know, there'll be opportunities. And then our secondary is challenging. They're challenging every play. You got to maintain that.
Nice coverage by Sean Smith.
You talk about a quarterback having time. It seems like your quarterback is getting just to click more time.
One thing that our guys are doing, they're playing with a little nasty.
Yeah, nice job.
Give the quarterback an opportunity to get into his hitch, and we'll be okay.
And the Chiefs lead 37-3 on an excellent throw right in the back middle of the end zone.
You've played your rookies more snaps than any team in the National Football League. What about this rookie class and you developing your young talent?
I think that starts with Dorsey and bringing the guys in that can play. And then our coach is taking the time to coach them. And then those kids playing hard and with a lot of heart.
There you go. Oh, let's go, baby. We play fast.
You got to give the veterans some credit here. They help bring those guys along. There's nothing harder to break through than peer pressure. So these guys are encouraging them and teaching them along with the coaches and helping those kids grow. So it's a joint effort all the way around.
Handling this bye week, how do you handle all this and how do you rev up the engines to attack this division?
We do have Denver coming up, and so we've got to stay focused on that. We are going to take some time off. Players will have close to a week off. I trust that they'll handle it the right way. You're still going to get your workouts in, and then you come back, and they got to be right. But I have trust that they will be.
53 werewolves just took over London.
You have never lost confidence in this team, where it might have been easy to. Why is that?
Yeah, I think it's their makeup. I think they like each other. And so I think as you look at it from a coaching standpoint, say, you know what, we've got some good players. These guys are all in it together. They want to be good. We are playing some young guys. We've had some guys were injured that are coming back. One guy overcoming cancer. I mean, come on. It's all those things, and they've just kind of hung together through the thick and thin of it. If they continue to do that, which I believe they will, you know, good things can happen.